This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The EU wants to set up a UN-backed specialized court to investigate possible war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU will work with international partners to get the broadest international support possible for the tribunal, while continuing to support the work of the International Criminal Court. Since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine on February 24, his military forces have been accused of abuses ranging from killings in the Kyiv suburb of Bucha to deadly attacks on civilian facilities. Investigations of possible military crimes committed are underway around Europe, and the Hague-based International Criminal Court has launched its own probes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO allies are concerned about China's rapid and opaque military buildup and its cooperation with Russia, and discussed concrete ways to address the challenges posed by Beijing on Wednesday, said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken after a two-day meeting of foreign ministers from the Western Defense Alliance. An independent panel appointed by the Speaker of South Africa's Parliament on Wednesday found preliminary evidence that President Cyril Ramaphosa violated his oath of office and should face further scrutiny on his ability to stay in office. The recommendations were made by a three-member panel set up to inquire if Ramaphosa should be impeached after millions of dollars in cash were discovered at his private farm. The report also found Ramaphosa, quote, may be guilty of a serious violation of the Constitution. Ramaphosa denies that he ever violated his oath. This is VOA News. A court in Mozambique on Wednesday started delivering its judgment in a case involving more than a dozen people accused in the disappearance of hundreds of millions of dollars, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
A Mozambique court has started delivering its verdict in a case linked to a $2 billion scandal that crashed the country's economy. It involves 19 people allegedly involved in the disappearance of hundreds of millions of dollars in government-backed loans. The charges range from money laundering to blackmail, with the son of an ex-president one of the accused. The scandal prompted the IMF and others to cut off support, which triggered a currency collapse and debt default. All 19 have denied wrongdoing in the case.
East Africa's Intergovernmental Authority on Development signed an agreement on the free movement of people Wednesday as representatives from the eight African countries gathered in the Sudanese capital.
Today, all the ministers, except Uganda, because the minister is not here, all of them have signed the free movement protocol and transhuman protocol. This is also a very big achievement for the region.
The authority secretary, Dr. Workne Gebehu, as East Africa's Intergovernmental Authority on Development in Khartoum, was attended by representatives from Djibouti, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan, and Sudan, and will conclude tomorrow. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced new steps to give more funding to Native American health care and more support in preserving indigenous culture. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
At the two-day White House Tribal Nations Summit, Biden said he'd asked Congress for $9.1 billion to fund the Indian Health Services and to make that funding mandatory.
That means the funding would always be there, and it insulates Indian Health Services from budget uncertainties. We got to get it done. I need your help in getting it done.
Among other actions, the White House said the administration will release a 10-year plan to revitalize Native American languages and formally recognize the role that the U.S. government played in erasing those languages. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Germany will battle to avoid another first-round exit at the World Cup on Thursday, while Belgium's so-called golden generation will be fighting for their lives when they face Croatia. Germany must beat Costa Rica to stand a chance of progressing, and then even goal differential could be a factor. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.